From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Tim Williams and Nick Reisman reports for New York State of Politics. The Commission on Judicial Nomination has released their new list of candidates for Chief Judge of the state's highest court, the Court of Appeals. The state Senate blocked Governor Kathy Hochul's pick of the first list, Hector LaSalle. The new list of possible nominees includes the current acting Chief Judge, Anthony Cannataro, two current Court of Appeal judges, Rowan Wilson and Shirley Tautman, two presiding justices of the state's intermediate courts, Elizabeth Gary and Gerald Whalen, and two lawyers, Caitlin Halligan and Corey Stoughton. Now Hochul needs to choose one from this list and get their nomination through the Senate. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. That after absentee ballots were counted in the March 21st Tannerville mayor election, David Schneider led McGonigal by two votes, 103 to 101. But McGonigal has one chance to tie the election. On March 23rd, the Greene County Board of Elections reported that they are waiting for two cure letters. Cure letters are from voters to correct or clarify errors on absentee ballot envelopes. So far, the board has two, which could make a difference in the race. And other voters have until March 29th to get more cure letters to the Board of Election. After that, the board will make a ruling on those ballots, and the election will be decided. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. Paul Kirby reports in the Daily Freeman that Republicans Mark Molinaro and Elise Stefanik and Democrats Pat Ryan and Paul Tonko split their votes on a show bill about parental control of education. Republicans call it the Parents' Bill of Rights Act, and it has no chance to pass in the Senate or be signed into law by President Joe Biden. Molinaro, who represents the 19th Congressional District, said, and I quote, "The bill originated from the simple idea that parents should have a say in their child's education. I worked so the bill was reasonable, preserved protections for children, and included measures that ensure parents know what's being taught in schools," end quote. Ryan cited the five Republicans voting against the measure, saying, and I quote, "Democrats and Republicans alike oppose this bill because it is a radical federal overreach that bans books and attacks LGBTQ+ students. It is deeply disappointing that so many of my Republican colleagues went along with this political stunt rather than working on actual improvements to our education system. I'm focused on real issues impacting our public schools, like getting guns out of children's classrooms, raising pay for teachers, and reducing food insecurity," end quote. Molinaro bragged about how he voted against several more radical amendments to the bill. A statement from his office said, and I quote, "Representative Molinaro also voted against significant Republican-led amendments, preventing them from being attached to the final bill. The amendments would have burdened schools with significant costs, interfered with state and local educational decisions, and established Congress's support to suspend all major functions and programs provided by the U.S. Department of Education for K-12 education," end quote. Democrats introduced a motion so that the bill could not lead to book banning, but Molinaro voted against that amendment. The bill is filled with all sorts of radical amendments. Representative Lauren Boebert, for instance, successfully backed amendments to require schools to report when transgender girls join girls' athletic teams and if trans girls are allowed to use girls' school restrooms or locker rooms. The bill, if it were to become law, would also require elementary and middle schools to get parents' consent to change a child's gender designation, pronouns, or name. Tonko said, and I quote, "The bill tramples on the rights of parents, students, and teachers alike. The bill would force schools to submit to inspections of every book in their libraries and every piece of assigned reading material to ensure they comply with draconian standards," end quote. But since this is a show bill that won't pass this Congress, Molinaro and Stefanik aligned themselves with radical Republicans in voting for the bill. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC daily news. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.